Hello, I'm Nathan Cones, and welcome back to the final five of my top 10 stories of the year. I should mention before we continue that it was extremely tough to narrow down selections to make the list. All of them were so close it was essentially a tie, except for my top story, but we will get to that one at the end. At number five on my list, South Central Calhoun's head football coach Brian Case reached the final stages of U.S. Sailors' Most Valuable Coach program. He was one of 15 coaches nationwide to receive the recognition and earned South Central Calhoun a $1,000 check from U.S. Sailor. Case could be described as a pillar of character in the district and helped to bring South Central Calhoun together after their merger several years ago. At number four, Kemper Catholic High School placed first in the Bank Iowa Activity Challenge Cup. This is the fifth time in 7 years the school has taken the top spot in the contest. The school earned the award through its continued success in academics and extracurricular activities. This goes to show how fortunate Carroll is to have two excellent school districts here in town. At number three, the story wasn't published very long ago, but it is a great example of hard work and dedication from a Carroll High School graduate. Emma Lang worked last summer as an intern in the White House and is currently working in D.C. at the Department of Energy. It was really cool to see a student from Carroll go on to work in the highest levels of government. At number two, a series of vandalism reports plagued Carroll earlier this year. An unknown individual has reportedly shot out over 30 windows in homes, vehicles, and businesses. Authorities are still searching for the culprit, and any information is still asked to be reported to the Carroll Police Department. And finally, for my number one story, my top story of the year is all about the proposed Carroll Athletic Stadium. Countless hours have been put in by community members with planning, financial discussions, and cutting costs on the estimated $6.2 million stadium to replace the aging one situated on Grant Road. The story isn't quite over yet, though. The final choice goes to voters on February 7th, 2017 to approve the 67 cents per $1,000 of taxable value for a physical plant and equipment levy. Both Kemper's and Carroll's board of directors have backed the proposed plan. And that ends my list of top stories here in 2016. I would like to thank all of our listeners for choosing Carroll Broadcasting as your source for local news. Thanks also go out to those in our communities that continue to assist me in bringing information to the public. From everyone here in the news department, enjoy 2017 and have a happy New Year's. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.